incoming message.
Let's talk about one of the biggest personal growth lessons out there. The moment when you realize you cannot expect you from other people. And when I say this is a game changer, I mean it's like finally understanding why you can't microwave aluminum foil. Oh sure, you can do it, but the results, explosive. You see, a lot of us walk around thinking, well, I'd never do that, so obviously no one else will either. And then, bam, you hold the door open for someone and they just strut on through like they're royalty and you are just the unpaid doorman. Or you send a thoughtful, well-crafted text and they hit you back with, K. K? K what? Wait, you might as well have sent me a middle finger emoji. But here's the thing. Your beliefs are not the beliefs. Your way is not the way. We each have our own little user manual for life, and unfortunately, nobody else has read yours. So you might be out here expecting thoughtfulness, reciprocity, and maybe a little basic human decency, while some folks are just out here vibing with chaotic neutral energy and zero self-awareness. Zero. Now, let me be clear. This realization is about achieving peace. It's not about rolling over and just accepting everything. There are limits, my friends. This is not an invitation to accept racists, homophobes, misogynists, fascists, or, let's be real, Trumplicans, which is really the same thing. We're talking about appreciating differences, not disrespect. So let's not confuse embracing diversity with letting toxic people ruin your life. So what do? We set our expectations accordingly. Stop expecting people to act like you, and instead observe them, like a scientist studying a very questionable species. That way, when they do something wild, you won't be surprised. You'll just be like, oh yes, typical behavior of the inconsideratus maximus. At the end of the day, understanding this truth is freedom. When you stop expecting you from other people, you stop being disappointed. You get to spend less time being personally offended and more time living your best life. And that, my friends, that's called growth. Now, go forth, be unbothered, and let the inconsiderate, self-absorbed, and energy-draining people of the world just fade into the background where they belong.